6:30, I'll call this meeting to order. Please rise and repeat with me the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to the May 2nd Budget of Finance and Administration Council Committee meeting. We've got a couple things on the agenda tonight. So we'll have the roll call.
Oh, I go back a page. Chair Brian Weber.
Present.
We still have this error. Erica Morgan is here. And Janie Edelman is absent.
Okay, I'll talk to Bert about that. Okay, next item on order of business is approval of minutes from prior meetings. Councilmember Morgan, do you have anything to add on that? We have minutes and they're being ordered.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything specific, just what you just said.
Okay, well, since we get them ready, we'll get them in here and get them in the, on the record. So, moving on to item number one, public comment on topics in this committee's scope or on any particular agenda items. Do I have anybody that would like to provide any public comment? Ms. Taylor.
I guess this isn't on, so I'll just speak up. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Looking at your agenda and at the packet materials, a couple of comments is, I think it would be good for the committees in general. The committees used to give reports at council meetings as to what they did at their last committee meetings. And I think that would be a good thing to add to the agenda, the council meeting agenda, so that you guys can give reports as to what your committees are working on. And somehow I think we need to get in here what has come to the committee and what's still in the committee. I mean, what has not been passed out of committee somehow needs to be noted so that the public can know what is still sitting in committee, and that way we can kind of have a checklist. The $10,000 for DKS, I don't know where you guys are still standing on that, but I know in I think it's the growth committee where they're talking about the comprehensive plan and the concurrency ordinance. I know that what DKS was working on was traffic modeling. I don't understand it all, but it seems to me that for some reason that plays a part in the comp plan as well as the concurrency, and that what they've done is, and I could be all wet on this, but I think it's needed for to gather the data for the comp plan as well as for concurrency. So it seems to me if we continue to just hold up this settlement payment to DKS, we're not going to get the product that they worked on. And they may not want to come to work for us to finish the product if this continues to languish, and then that puts in jeopardy the comp plan and the concurrency. So I really think that there comes a time when we need to move on with this $10,000. Plus, I think it would be helpful if you put in the packet on this, all the back and forth emails that you have done with the mayor and I assume Barb Kincaid and probably May Miller, that for the information you've been asking for, so that it's in the packet for the people to see that, okay, they're not answering your questions, or yes, they have been answering your questions. So I think it's only fair that that stuff be included. We come here to watch you work, and so we just see the resolution in here, but we don't see anything that's going on with it. And I think that's important that we see what you guys are actually trying to do. Thank you.
That's understandable. Thank you. Anyone else like to write any comments? Somebody's getting an Amber Alert on their phone.
Amber Alert. I just shut mine off.
Maybe we have to shut it completely off. I don't think we're not too worried about that, really.
I said okay.
The only thing is, this thing, I'll have to shut it all the way off. Even that may still do it.
Okay, got number one done. We'll move on to number two, which is the claim checks for the upcoming May 5th council meeting. So I met with the mayor, May Miller, her assistant, and Tammy Deedy last Friday to go over these vouchers.
When they reported on the vouchers, if you look on that first page there, it says on the second batch, it says 3437 4 3 4 7 2. They left one off at 7 3. I didn't bring the email, but they did say yes, they corrected it. It was a typo. Just the number was a typo. The amount of money they spent is accurate. So.
And that check is, anybody's looking, is on the second page of the register, so the third page in.
Right.
It's the last item. It's for Yakima County Department of Corrections. So Ms. Miller did a little pen and ink change and initial it and sent a copy of it to the council members that have in the packets for Thursdays.
Oh, good. So. That's all. I noticed some refunds here and it'd be interesting to go through the list and try to figure out what it is.
Yeah, when that was one of the questions I had as well. So I don't know if anybody, pays a whole lot of attention to the vouchers, but when you have a reimbursement or an overcharge, it generally comes with when people sell their houses, they may have already paid up their stormwater bill up to a certain point. Their house closes, and then it's a refund from the city for that portion. That's generally my understanding. What May was saying is that when people sell their house, if there's outstanding on their account, it gets refunded. So that's kind of nice. I think there's, I don't remember the count, there was four or five of them. So the houses are page 6 of 12 and 7 of 12, there's a voucher for Kara Murphy Richards and then for Melanie Dane. And those are set contract amounts. Because I wondered how they were, you know, why they were always, you know, that particular amount. So that was what was explained, that those are set contract amounts
that
paid out.
I think Melanie Dane, I know, is the judge.
Yes.
And Murphy Richards, I can't remember who's the prosecuting attorney and who's the defense attorney. And sometimes the one who it is isn't the one. It's the name you see because sometimes they're on vacation or something.
So, this isn't a huge amount of money. It's almost $69,000, but smaller than almost $300,000 last quarter. So, if there's no other discussion on that, we'll move on.
Do you want to move to send this on to the council?
I will entertain a motion for that, yes.
Okay.
Item is number 3, which is resolution requiring council pre-approval before payment of all claims and calling for expedited compliance with the requirements of RCW 42.24 and Black Diamond Municipal Code Section 3.23, payment of city claims or obligations. And so after reviewing this resolution more, doing some digging and the RCW's some extra additional research, I'm satisfied that this resolution is accurate and correct and that it's well researched, and I feel it's necessary. So I
will concur, Chairman Weber. So does that mean we're moving this on to the next council meeting?
Yes.
As well?
Yep. I would entertain a motion to move this out of committee to full council.
I'll second that.
Not be at the, it won't be at this Thursday's meeting, it'll be 2 weeks after.
So, okay.
So that would be the 19th.
So not on the 5th, but on the...
be the 19th, I believe.
19th.
Check. Quickly check the date here.
Yeah, it's 19th.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 4. This is a resolution approving an agreement with DKS. As far as this item, I don't feel that it's ready to move out of committee yet. So we're gonna hold this item moving forward. Do you have any discussion?
There was a couple of things that I tried to look up today and couldn't find. One was where this $34,655 is in the budget, even though it says it's in the budget. Which probably just means that it isn't a line item, but I still would like to know that. And then the other thing that I had a question about was there's sort of a if needed kind of scope of work here to be determined, I think is TBD, that it says in the scope. And I just would like to know what triggers how this will happen and if the council's going to hear about it when it does. Task 6, if you look at the back, public open house to present traffic analysis and simulation findings, and then task 7 is the planning commission hearings. I don't really know if they really need to be here for all of them. I guess I noticed that those tasks, I think the difference is in these dots on the first page. But
yeah, that would definitely be good to know.
It would definitely be good to know what exactly we're really buying.
Well, also what triggers that,
that
determination, whether we end up having those, take on those two other options as well.
So I guess we're not moving that.
No, this will be held in the committee.
Okay.
Okay, so there's no other comment there. We're going to move on to item number 5, which is a discussion of committee work program and future agendas. So obviously, being the budget and finance, we're going to always have clean checks, I presume, or some form thereof. So that public comment. We will put this resolution for the DKS contract on our next meeting agenda. And then also, I'll take an action to look into what Ms. Taylor brought up about presenting, having an item on the agenda next meeting to see about giving a kind of a synopsis on where things are at. So, be a good idea. So, that's 3 or 4 items. And like I mentioned before, if there's anything that comes up between now and the next meeting, it needs to potentially be on an agenda. I would much rather put it on an agenda and table it or not discuss it than not be able to touch on something. So, is there anything else that you would like to impart, Council Member?
No, I think that's it that I know about.
All right. Well, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Okay.